The interior of the ship seemed dead silent, without even the rumble of engines to relieve the unnerving quiet. The command crew stared in awed silence at the pyrotechnics arcing and revolving on the main viewer. Even muted and filtered, they were still spectacular.
What's that?
Kane saw the glowing indicator with its LCD needle flicking to and fro.
Approaching area of extreme ionization.
The exit point. It's still in a state of flux from the passage of Thrush's vessel.
Exit to where?
We won't know till we get there.
With a startling abruptness, all systems came on again.
Okami Maru is still with us.
The Saber rocked.
Tactical. Adjust for the flux.
The tactical plot screen displayed a 360-degree view at extreme range. The relative positions of the Okami Maru and Saber were shown approaching a seething, color-coded mass.
Exit point in 20 seconds. Mark.
The radiance that had filled the main monitor dimmed slightly. Streaks of gray and dark blue were interspersed with the colorful swirls.
Extremely complex patterns of energy impulses. Also a number of opposing magnetic fields.
We must ride it out.
Exit point! Now!
The saber lurched violently. Bursts of light flared in a garish, eye-stinging display on the screen.
Fuck!
The ship was hammered, tossed, and buffeted by concussions of energy. The saber seemed to plunge through an alternately brightly lit and shadow-shrouded abyss, an endless fall into infinity. It took all of Kane's will to prevent him from gritting his teeth and shutting his eyes. Then the sensation of a freefall lessened. Slowly, as if veils were being drawn away one by one, the darker colors on the screen deepened and finally became star-speckled sepia. Far in the distance, a red sun shone like a malignant cyclopean eye in the midst of a great black emptiness. Kane guessed it to be a 1.4 magnitude star. Two dimmer stars bracketed it.
I hate these fucking things.
All right, people. Disengage the drive and interphaser and put the thrusters at station keeping.
Got it.
The crew recalibrated the instruments and ran diagnostics on the systems. According to the Kron, only 5.3 seconds had elapsed since they entered the portal. The final status report was reassuring. There were no casualties or damage. The Okami Maru had exited only a few seconds after the Saber. A cursing Jozure claimed that all was well. Kane ordered a comprehensive scan of the constellations.
Fand, I don't suppose you know where we are.
I think we're still in the galaxy.
That's a little vague.
Best I can do, Commander. In this instance, your technology will be more helpful than my senses.
Telemetric constellation configuration confirms we are in the trinary system of Sirius, 9 light years from Earth. Approximately 86 trillion kilometers from our favorite restaurants.
Thank you, Mr. Gata.
If their mission had been one of scientific exploration, the man's proclamation would have triggered a celebration, but under the circumstances, the crew's reaction was hardly jubilant. Kane instantly recalled that ancient Asian legends alleged the Chintamani stone originated in the star system of Sirius. He knew arriving here was not a coincidence. Reflexively, he looked toward Baptiste, on the verge of pointing it out to her, then realized she knew nothing of the Chintamani stone.
Interesting. The Dogon people of West Africa claimed that alien beings from Sirius arrived on Earth many thousands of years ago. The Dogons possessed detailed astronomical knowledge of the system, claiming it had two sister stars long before their existence was ever verified.
So we're the first Commonwealth ship to reach another solar system. Now what?
Good question. Maybe Jozure has a suggestion.
I'll bet he does, but I doubt it'll be applicable to this situation.
The three of them exchanged easy, comfortable smiles. Then Baptiste squinted in reaction to pain.
Sensors and scanalyzers at max output. General sweep. Let's head out on a nice straight course, slow and easy.
Both vessels crept through space at a crawl, barely 500 kilometers per hour. They eased through a long salient between two vast dust clouds that towered like a pair of cosmic mountains and skirted nebular mists. A vast sprawl of cinder-like debris stretched for millions of kilometers. Kane studied the vista on his tactical screen. The kilometers-wide ribbon of cinder was fuzzy from minute particles of cool hydrogen drift. The long-range infrascopes couldn't get a clear reading.
Cosmic dust, Commander. Some calcium and a lot of silicon with a few heavier elements mixed in. However, there are rocks the size of Mount Everest every million cubic kilometers.
If I wanted to lie in wait for any ship that might come through the gateway, I'd hide in the drift. It fouls up sensors.
Wouldn't it foul up theirs, too?
Not if a ship just hung in the filamentaries.
There's no point in guessing. We need to wreck.
Domi's eyebrows rose.
Need to what?
Take a scout. Kata, apprise Jozuri what we're up to. Tell him to take a flanking position. Have him use his long-range scanners, and we'll switch to short-range.
Under Domi's experienced hands, the Saber eased to the outer rim of the debris field, quartering the vague, rock-clotted boundary between it and open space. Kane kept his eyes on his tactical viewer, but there just wasn't anything to see but cindery rocks. Larger particles slammed against the pulse shields, triggering the automatic proximity alarms.
Not a thing but hydrogen-drip particulate so far. Molecular, most of it.
The Saber continued on, her powerful short-range sensors probing in a deep search program.
You know, this region's really not the best place to stage an ambush. Would Thrush risk his ship on the off chance a Commonwealth vessel came through the gateway?
Kane and Grant exchanged glances.
If he thinks I may be aboard, yes.
An infratrace hit. Something's in there, all right. A big something. Moving on a course parallel with ours.
Position?
Too far for a visual, but there's no doubt at all on the scan screen.
Hang on to it.
Parallel? Is it going to attack us?
Why else would it be there?
It could be a bluff to scare us back.
It's no bluff, Farrell.
You seem pretty sure, Commander.
I am, Doctor. Believe me.
If it's Thrush's dreadnought, he's armed with more than a molecular destabilizer. A grazer cannon is probably the least of it.
A gamma-ray-powered laser projector was an appallingly unsafe and destructive weapon.
Jozuri, I think we've got Thrush's ship. I'd like you to hang back on the extreme limit of sensor range. Be our ace on the line.
Be your what?
Secret weapon. Our backup.
As you wish.
Minutes passed, but the sensor hit was still too distant for a visual, and the hydrogen drift blurred the signal.
Still on a parallel course. Pacing us. Maintaining the same speed and distance.
Grant, arm and target lock, 2 strikes. Let's see if we can't get some kind of reaction out of it.
Armed and locked. Fire.
A pair of white glowing threads streaked their way through the floating cinder field. Then a sheet of nuclear flame paled the stars, surging outward. Dust sprayed in clouds from the twin atomic explosions.
Sensors?
Kata shook his head in frustration.
The explosions caused a squall of hydrogen, jamming the transmission. Give me some time to clear it.
A moot point. I think we've got the reaction you wanted.
A spark-shedding column of hell-hued light flashed. It lanced directly toward them.
Evasive!
Domi's fingers played over her control board, but even as the Saber began its veering maneuver, the energy beam impacted blindingly port side aft.